Welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm your host, Michael, your dreadlock connoisseur. And today we're looking at a Mohua. It's from New Zealand. A New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. I love Sauvignon Blancs. And really, the areas that I actually get Sauvignon Blancs from that I feel are the best in the world is New Zealand and Oregon. New Zealand has a more crispy, tropical, not as grassy, but more tropical fruits, whereby you have that grassy taste, you have that kind of fruitful lime, lemony in Oregon. But a friend of mine, William, got this for me because he knows how much I like Sauvignon Blancs. William Mitchell, he's another avid wine guy, and he told me, hey, look, you need to try this one. This one was at a great tasting, and he got it for me, and I wanted to try it because I love Sauvignon Blancs. So this one is from New Zealand, from the Marlborough area. So remember that Marlborough as northeastern New Zealand, you know. Mohua, that's the bird that's on here, is yellow bird in their language, and it's a very extinct animal, so it's being preserved in the area that it's in, so they're trying to keep it, so they named it after that. But me, I'm strictly about the wine. I went old school with Echo. I just wanted to have something a little different, so I went kind of old school in the t-shirts. But if you look, we got this another one with that greenish tint. You know, not that much of a snob to not be able to take this seriously, but this is a great wine. You can tell that it's great. I drunk the hell out of it. But let's get some aromas out of this. Let's put the nose to it and see what that kind of smells like. So, got two things that I got from it. Good tropical citrus, a little guava, because I had to smell guava again, because I'm like, wow, what am I getting from that? You know, that guava, but kind of sharp, crisp kind of smell too. So it's there and it's gone, it's there and it's gone. But really, really good. That's a really good aroma. You can just smell this off and on all day long. Yeah, that definitely guava, maybe pineapple a little bit, but a lot of that guava smell. So let's try it. Pineapples. A little herbal, not much grassy, crisp. Acidity is perfect. This is a wonderful Sauvignon Blanc. I really love this. You got a little of the, a little lemony, but you got so much tropical fruit in this. You know, you got the smell of the guava, you got the slightly pineapple taste, you got some slight acidity, but not really, really crisp, but really clean. You got a clean taste to it. I really like that. Clean, refreshing taste. It's really good. Really, really good. Excuse me, I'm getting choked up. But you got the aroma, you got that nose in it. Wanted to take it on the front of the tongue and get somewhat of the sweetness, but it's fruity. So it's not sweet, it's just fruity. And you know, I love a fruit taste more than a sweet taste when it comes to the complexities of a Sauvignon Blanc. If it's too sweet, then I'm not really drinking a Sauvignon Blanc. So this one is really, really good. But big up to William Mitchell, great taste. His palate is expanding. That's my buddy, we compete with that. We try in rosés, we try in all different types. So I wanted to present that because I think this was a really, really good wine that he picked out. And compliments all go to him, because I tried different ones and I really kind of stick with the the Oregon side because of the grassy. When I'm eating a lot of salads, I really want to just hit that one from there. But this one is really good. So hope you enjoyed it. Mahua. Mahua. It's from the Marlborough region of New Zealand. Sauvignon Blanc. Excellent. Thank you.